Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, to this Wednesday, October 19th, 2011 transmission. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in for Alex Jones, but he will join us in the next segment. Also coming up on the program, Paul Joseph Watson to discuss his article, State Department Agitator Advising Occupy Movement, someone who helped lead the Egypt Arab Spring, which has now spiraled out into dictatorship. We will also be speaking with Webster Tarpley, an expert on foreign policy and all the rest of it, as well as Alan Watt. That's all coming up later in the program. Lots of economic news, including holy bailout. Federal Reserve now backstopping $75 trillion with a T of Bank of America's derivatives trades. They were allowed to put them in an investment arm that is protected by the FDIC, which would force the FDIC to protect those derivative investments should the bank fail, also exposing them to the Fed discount window. And apparently JP Morgan has also got about $79 trillion with a T of derivatives protected by the FDIC and Federal Reserve. That is still developing. U.S. hawks behind Iraq war rally for strikes against Iran. That's from Global Research, reporting on how William Crystal and other neocons who helped bring about the Iraq war in 2003 are pressuring Obama to strike Iran after the phony fake plot to allegedly assassinate the Saudi ambassador. We've also got a clip coming up later of Ron Paul talking about how there's no good evidence for that plot, despite the fact that so many have begun beating the drums of war against Iran. We also have Kurt Nemo with private security allegedly hired to clear Occupy Wall Street from Zuccotti Park. Despite the First Amendment, they are being pressured out. According to an email sent to InfoWars.com, Brookfield Properties recently posted an ad on New York Craigslist calling for able-bodied men to evict the Occupy Wall Street demonstrators from Zuccotti Park on Friday. Brookfield Properties is the company that owns Zuccotti Park, where the Occupy Wall Street is encamped in Manhattan. And they'll arrest you even for trying to close down bank accounts, as we've seen in videos. We also have the new Stuxnet worm targeting companies in Europe. The son of Stuxnet, says another article, researchers warn of impending cyber attack. The U.S. and Israel admittedly behind the Stuxnet worm that attacked Iran. And now experts suspect the Dooku worm is from the same source that targeted Iran's nuclear facilities, widely said to have been U.S. and Israel. We also have the judge who ruled that no food rights exist, that you do not have an inherent right to produce or consume the foods of your choice. That judge from Wisconsin has now quit and is working for a Monsanto law firm. Go figure. That would be former Judge Patrick J. Fielder, who now works for Actually Brinelson LLP, who defended Monsanto against a patent infringement case. Also, the New York Times has sued the federal government for refusing to reveal its secret interpretation of the Patriot Act, even though it's public law, supposedly, that we're supposed to be serving under. The law is said to be classified, and the request to reveal the interpretation being used to kill American citizens overseas and all the rest of it will not be revealed despite lawsuits. The family of Awlaki's son hits out at the U.S. in fury over the fate of the son, the teenager killed in Yemen during the drone attack where his father was also killed. All that and more coming up in just a minute. Alex Jones on the other side to break down the latest news. Stay with us. There's plenty more on the program, and we'll hit it on the other side of this break. Stay tuned, InfoWars.com, and tonight, the InfoWars Nightly News.
For For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back on this Wednesday InfoWars transmission, now into the long segment, and we are joined by Alex Jones right now. Of course, we do have a jam-packed broadcast coming up with Paul Joseph Watson, Webster Tarpley, Alan Watt, and a lot more news. Alex, what's most important on the radar today?
Well, I think you're going to have a lot of key analysis coming up with Paul Watson in about 25 minutes from Prison Planet, breaking down the fact that known Marxist groups funded by the British and U.S. government are trying to implement the Kat-Sunstein program to brainwash kids and teach them to not trust any alternative media. The system is just absolutely panicking right now. Alan Watt, I can't wait today as I'm driving home to hear his analysis on Occupy Wall Street and this global move for the elite to trigger revolutions so they can artificially steer them before the real revolutions kick off on their own. It's all about timing. That's what the globalists are doing with right now. And of course, Webster Griffin Tarpley on the AFRICOM, huge invasion of Africa, Chad, Ivory Coast, Uganda, all of it coming up. You can also get his take on Iran, Occupy Wall Street, you name it. So a jam-packed transmission definitely today. And I tell you, I'm chomping at the bit. The crew knows I almost just decided to Skype in from the road as I drive down the road with the family, but I decided to not do that because you're there in the cockpit and you've got all these great informative minds joining the transmission today. But most important is that we go with our research, we go with our gut, we go with the facts. I should have 5-6 weeks ago when Occupy Wall Street was being announced by the George Soros groups come out against it then. Instead, I knew that it would be a lot of grassroots people that were going to show up. The globalists put out the call. They know there's angry people, a diverse group of in-the-fetters, liberals, people who can't get jobs, who've got multiple degrees, smorgasbord, anti-war people. They all show up. Then that's just used as a set background, like a Western painting behind John Wayne in Stagecoach, shot on a soundstage, to say, look, here are the people, here's what they want. Then the system can selectively talk to the people they want to create the perception that redistribute or else capitalism went wrong. We want all these new taxes, which will really just be used to pay austerity to the central banks. We told you these scams were coming. So this is about the establishment knowing we're really in a depression that they've engineered and then trying to trigger the revolution before it organically developed and to try to really kind of take over the end the Fed movement that, of course, has been going on now for decades, but under that name for 4 years. Now we get to be lectured by the Occupy Wall Street people and all the big Tides Foundation blogs are attacking myself, Ron Paul, and others right now. The service employees, Corporation International, what SEIU, I've now noticed they're having big groups write hit pieces on myself and others, really, calling us criminals, calling us racist, calling us trash. They are desperate. The floodgates in COINTELPRO, in disinformation, in attacks on websites and blogs and YouTube, all of our listeners are noticing it and have become very sophisticated and noticed that as soon as I threw the gauntlet down against the Federal Reserve and tried to shift the activist groups onto the actual power structure that created this economic collapse, the true criminal 1% who are waging war against what's left of the middle class and the working class, the gates of Hades have been released against us. That doesn't scare me. That lets me know we are hitting directly at the heart of the system. The good news is they've not been able to co-opt the entire Occupy Wall Street movement, and instead a lot of their union-type people and others are actually waking up. I'm not against unions. I'm against how they've been taken over by globalists and don't oppose NAFTA and GATT and then promote gun control and police state and open borders, everything destroying American workers' jobs. So they want to play us off against each other, but just as the Republicans were unable to co-opt the Tea Party entirely. You now see Rick Perry and all of them with Tea Party talking points. We're actually co-opting them, a true populism in the vein of Thomas Jefferson is here upon us. But there is no doubt the elite's making their move worldwide through fake color revolution run by the State Department. And Watson's got that news coming up. I know you have it in front of you there. Aaron, you can give folks the headline in a moment. But we already knew this. This came out a month ago. And then it's now been confirmed. The State Department, the CIA, think tanks they use are on the ground all over the country, including Austin. These are the people that come up and say, don't have a Ron Paul sign, don't talk about the Federal Reserve. But then they allow the union stuff and the call for redistribution of wealth to be there. They want to claim they don't have an agenda except redistribute wealth. But then that's actually so they can quietly organize and try to take control. The globalists have prematurely launched the revolution in this country to try to hijack it into a Marxist redistribution vein directed by the mega bankers, George Soros, and of course Warren Buffett and others who are Rockefeller and Rothschild agents, now publicly captaining it. And you've got the State Department operatives who were literally behind the overthrow in Egypt, which made it 10 times worse, total banning of free speech, killing of women, kicking women out of college, just stone age. I mean, and again, Mubarak was a dictator, but he actually tried to build his people up a little bit. He was a U.S.-backed dictator. But that said, he's gone, and now it's total evil. This is the model all over the world, all over Africa, everywhere now, with invasion forces going in and either attacking rebels trying to overthrow Western puppets or having rebels trigger to overthrow people and regimes that don't go along with their operation. So that's basically it, Aaron. I'm going to let you get into the news and the headlines, but this is so incredibly important. The globalists are launching their global takeover, their next phase. We're going to know by next week the exact details of this new Euro superstate run by private banks where the countries have no sovereignty, can't say no to the new taxes or regulations. We are seeing history being made. The globalists are moving in Africa, Asia, Latin America. They're moving in the total takeover of Europe and the last shreds of sovereignty and citizens' chance to get out of it, a literal economic dictatorship. We're watching the controlled design depression launched here in this republic, and they're trying to – the very people that engineered this are now trying to trigger the people and divide and conquer and play us off against each other. So that's basically it. It's on. Things are just going to get crazier from here on out. We are literally seeing history unfold right now, Aaron. This is so amazing. I know you're about to get into that State Department story. We've got to get this out to everyone. People are so confused. They go, the corrupt elements of Wall Street, the big six mega banks and brokerage firms, funded Obama. He went along with all the stuff Bush did. Bush followed the Clinton stuff with the architect of this, Alan Greenspan, the derivatives, the bubble. They did all this. How can he say he's with Occupy Wall Street? Because they're with the element of Occupy Wall Street that wants to jack up taxes on the middle class and transfer it to the bankster. This is how the mega wealth was developed, was with government-public partnerships with these private entities. It's the UN Agenda 21 model. It's on. Mayday, mayday, mayday. But the good news is we're not just rolling over. We understood the enemy attack profile decades ago and warned people about the globalist paradigm. We planted so many seeds that now that we're right here at the edge of this situation, we've got a chance to defeat these people. Because the Paul Revere's of the Liberty Movement, who've been demonized and attacked all along, have been proven absolutely correct. So now we've got a chance to defeat these people because they miscalculated and didn't understand that we were going to continue to work to expose them decades before they launched this operation. So they have miscalculated. We are in the fight. We've got a chance to win, but we need a 110% output against these tyrants by everybody right now. Aaron Dykes.
Yeah, and just for a background, you were talking about the Egypt Revolution. Isn't it convenient how the heavy press coverage dropped off after the celebratory victory of the spontaneous revolution? Now you've got the military junta refusing to give over power, putting off elections, making excuses. In the news right now on the London Guardian, jailed Egyptian blogger on hunger strike says he's ready to die, declares he would rather commit suicide than be tried before this kangaroo court in front of the military junta just for criticizing them in a blog. But of course we have the State Department agitator who we now know is advising the Occupy Wall Street movement. That is Ahmed Maher. Maher helped lead Egypt's Arab Spring that resulted in military dictatorship. Paul Joseph Watson, a U.S. government-backed pioneer of the so-called Arab Spring in Egypt, eventually resulted in a military dictatorship, is now advising the Occupy Wall Street protesters. In another sign, the movement's been subverted.
Exactly. Look, Aaron, I'm going to let you go and let you get back to the show with Watson coming up and Alan Watt and probably a jam-packed transmission on all these key subjects. Just understand, folks, most revolutions go bad. You get a French Revolution, not an American Revolution. That's what the globalists want. They want to launch it themselves, try to steer it, use the old whore media, the establishment media to get this done. This is life and death situation to expose these people. Get back to what you're covering. God bless you all. We will defeat this globalist New World Order attempt to turn America into a communist state. God bless you all.
There goes Alex Jones. Thanks, Alex. And we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson with more on this article in a moment. But, yeah, of course, the energy is going to be there. The question is what kind of chemistry is going to result from it? What catalyst will be put forward to transform that energy into the various solutions that are out there? The globalists have been masters for decades and decades at steering energy outside of the left-right paradigm back into the left-right paradigm. That's largely what did happen with the Tea Party. And hopefully it will not now happen with the Occupy Wall Street movement. We know from on-the-ground reports that many of the Occupy Wall Street protesters have nothing to do with the establishment, but at the same time, the signs are all there that they're being absorbed, and here they are being steered by a State Department-backed agitator asset who was part of the Egypt Revolution, the Arab Spring, of course. We will get more into that on the other side, and lots of this economic news. EU bank failures posing another Wall Street crash, while the FDIC has been put in a position to insure derivatives by the hundreds of...
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We're back at InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. You just heard Alex Jones, and coming up in the next segment, we have Paul Joseph Watson. More foreign policy analysis coming up later with Webster Tarpley and Alan Watt. But as they are beating the drums for war with Iran, of course, they've been provoking for a long time, but it's on the burner again. We have a clip from Ron Paul where he talks to Wolf Blitzer on CNN. I don't know if we have that ready, but if we could get it ready. He talks about how there's really been no evidence proven of this alleged assassination plot. We don't have the clip. Well, hopefully we can come back to that later. But he essentially points out that, you know, it's good the guy's in custody and he should see a trial. But would he even see a trial with such a provocated hoax? We've had on the intelligence officials who pointed out there's nothing in the justice files about Bob Scheer's activities, the alleged FBI sting, if it even took place. Ray McGovern and others have pointed out that the CIA may well be behind it. Meanwhile, we have Market Watch, EU bank failures will crash Wall Street again. This is a column from Paul B. Farrell, but it's pretty well written. Worst case scenarios, closing fast, Occupy Wall Street growing, but no political power or allies yet. Feared, yes, attacked by GOP proxy Tea Party. Soon the occupation will explode into a new American revolution. When a string of European bank collapses is dead ahead, like the Arab Spring, they will trigger an economic disaster for American banks. Is this a perfect storm brewing? Obviously, we hope not. We were talking before the break about the way the energy is absorbed back into the establishment, back into the left-right paradigm. And it's just ironic that the Tea Party happens to be a perfect sort of metaphor for a venting of the steam of that heat energy as it's converted back into the left-right. Now we see Obama and other Democratic factions, as well as the foundation-funded Soros and Rockefeller-backed factions, trying to absorb that energy and transform it into their agenda to, quote, tax the rich while the true rich are offshore and really steering the revolutionaries. Isn't it ironic that the strength of the unions was largely built up because robber barons like the Rockefellers were so heavy-handed, but they have come to really steer those groups to finance a lot of the leftist political activity and the right, for that matter. They really have learned to steer so much. Meanwhile, there's no money for streetlights, roving packs of wild dogs, and open-air drug markets. That's an economic collapse. We have... Who is to blame, Washington or Wall Street? A poll shows conservatives blame Washington's, while many liberals blame Wall Street. Obviously, they're working together for crony capitalism. We know that, but it's being steered back into the left-right agenda. Last night at the GOP debate, you have Herman Cain and Ron Paul going head-to-head over that sort of issue of whether or not to blame Wall Street. Herman Cain earlier made the statement that essentially the Occupy Wall Street people were to blame, that they were just trying to hit out at Wall Street and that it was their fault if they're not rich. Ron Paul called out that they're blaming the victims and that really Wall Street does have a lot to answer for, while not everything, of course. So much is going on in Washington as well. We'll keep an eye on that issue. The big Wall Street banks are already trying to buy the 2012 election, and the winner is, if you follow the money, and of course the most money correlates about 90% of the time with who wins these major elections. 2008, it was certainly Barack Obama with more Wall Street money than John McCain, and so far in this 2012 cycle, it is Mitt Romney again and again with the big bank money at the top of the list for all of the big six banks, including Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, and the rest of them. Ron Paul consistently at the bottom of that list. Herman Cain, too, even though he worked for the Federal Reserve and has opposed an audit. Debt serfdom is the new American normal. Trapped assets that generate no income streams are not capital, pointing out how American households are totally insolvent and are just swallowed up in debt, and their assets lose value all the time. The Greeks have already shifted over 200 billion euros out of the country into Swiss banks. That is the, quote, fat cat Greeks, as the Daily Mail calls them. Meanwhile, there is record protest there. The mother of all strikes shuts down Greece, reports Sky News. A two-day general strike has shut down public transport, schools and shopping in Greece as over 50,000 protesters converge in central Athens. And, of course, all the debates over further bailouts in Europe continue to threaten all the world markets. Bob Chapman has also written on this, on the coming stock market crash. The stock market will fall. The world is drowning in debt. And that, of course, is all on top of what I've already brought up, how the Federal Reserve has now pressured the FDIC into backing hundreds of trillions of derivatives from the major banks. We'll get into it with Paul Watson on the other side. Stay tuned. InfoWars Nightly News tonight. InfoWars.com right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Okay, we are back in another long segment. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. Alex will be back tomorrow, fired up and ready to talk about all these huge major world events going on. Right now, we're joined by Prison Planet's main editor, Paul Joseph Watson, and he's written a very important article today, headlined State Department Agitator Advising Occupy Movement. That is someone who helped lead Egypt's Arab Spring with U.S. State Department backing, and now he is part of the Wall Street movement, the Occupy movement. Paul, are you there with us now?
Good to be back, Aaron.
Thanks, Paul. Why don't you help us break down this story?
Well, I mean, we've documented at length attempts by lobbyist front groups for the Obama campaign, organizations like MoveOn.org, and their attempts to co-opt Occupy Wall Street movement. But this one goes a step further, because none other, as you mentioned, than the U.S. State Department has now stepped in to try and subvert and control this movement, just as they did with the so-called Arab Spring from the start of the year. And Wired News is reporting that Ahmed Maher, who was one of the leading pioneers of the overthrow of Mubarak in Egypt, is now, quote, advising the Occupy Wall Street protesters in New York and Washington, D.C. So, I mean, why should that provoke suspicion? Well, because Marr is basically a stooge of the U.S. State Department. It was the State Department who, years before the uprising in Egypt, trained and funded all these faux revolutionaries, Marr prime amongst them, through the Alliance for Youth Movement Summit in 2008, as well as the Canvas organization after that. And it was actually Ahmed Marr's April 6 organization, that's what it's called, the genesis of it at least, who met in 2008, you know, 3 years before the uprising in Egypt, with the likes of the CFR, Homeland Security, the State Department, and heads of some of the biggest corporations in the world. And they met to, quote, facilitate solutions to problem spots in the world. So we have these umbrella organizations who proclaim to be grassroots activists, all of which, you know, regularly convene and get their marching orders from the U.S. government and the heads of top corporations. Now they're becoming involved in directing and steering the Occupy Wall Street movement. So, you know, Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, I would say so. I'd like to remind the audience that Al Gore, none other than the climate change, carbon tax, former vice president, called for an American version of the Arab Spring just about 3 weeks before it actually kicked off, Paul. Now we have someone from the Arab Spring helping to steer it, someone who even the Egyptian protesters called a dictator and tried to kick out of the group.
Well, precisely. And I mean, it looks like they're trying to turn Occupy Wall Street into an American Spring, which, as you said, is exactly what Al Gore called for, which is worrying because the Arab Spring, certainly in Egypt, you know, did not result in some glorious grassroots people's revolution. It resulted in a military dictatorship. The tyranny in Egypt is now worse under this interim military junta, which refuses to relinquish power, than it ever was under Mubarak. The military's killing minorities, imprisoning dissidents. It's worse than it was before they kicked him out, because from the very start it was steered, subverted, infiltrated by these very State Department CFR interests who use people like Marr as their stooge to go in there and do that.
And then
Go ahead. Well, there's other characters. I mean, Ivan Maravich, he was on the ground in New York on the very first day of the protest, and he was the one that taught them how to use this creepy collectivist consensus thing where, you know, they all repeat these zombie-like mantras. His group is called Optor, and it's one of these same umbrella organizations similar to the April 6 organization. This is the group the CIA sponsored to help get rid of Slobodan Milosevic. This is the group backed by the U.S. National Endowment for Democracy. And we've seen their clenched fist logo. It's a specific type of logo. It's not just a generic clenched fist appear on these Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street banners. And it's because the leader of that organization was there on the ground at the very start coordinating a lot of it. And his group is admittedly a CIA, National Endowment for Democracy front, that has been used in the past by the U.S. military-industrial complex to help do its bidding.
Yeah, I mean, we had on-the-ground reports there in Egypt, Max Kaiser, if I recall properly, saying, you know, this is spontaneous, these are real people in the streets, true grassroots, and I believe all those reports, but at the same time, we now know about the groups behind that movement that seemed to crop up spontaneously, and then where was the press coverage after all that celebratory stuff? What's going on with leaders like El Baradei, you know, with ties to the International Crisis Group and the CFR? Even now today, he's calling for a new roadmap to Egypt, for Egypt rather, you know. You see where I'm going with this, Paul?
Precisely, and the International Crisis Group also fraternized with this Ahmed Marr, and of course that involves the big new Brzezinski and George Soros on top of that. So it's all the same characters again. I mean, these groups are formed in what they call revolution training schools in places like Serbia, which are funded, controlled by the U.S. military-industrial complex, and they're then dispatched to different parts of the world to either create or co-opt these revolutionary movements. And again, it's to ensure that the outcome is beneficial to U.S. military-industrial complex interests. They knew ahead of time that Egypt was going to happen. Do you really think they're just going to stand by and let that vacuum of power allow anyone to step in and take control of that key country in the Middle East now, which is why they were on it from the very start. So to think that these same interests weren't also watching Occupy Wall Street from the very start would be naive, to say the least.
Yeah, it's amazing. We just need to continue to watch that. Now, you reported a couple days ago on the government front group known as Demos, who have called to abolish critical thinking, and they're re-educating students in the classroom, Paul. Can we talk about that some?
Yeah, this is it's a government front group. It was actually founded by Marxists back in the 90s. It was then closely affiliated with Tony Blair's Labour Party. Now David Cameron, the current Prime Minister, has given speeches at their events as part of their, quote, progressive conservatism agenda. And basically the article I wrote was about how Demos is now going into schools in Great Britain and teaching students how to maintain critical thinking. And they do this by basically saying that anything that disagrees with the official version of events, either from government or the mainstream media, is a, quote, conspiracy theory. And then they go on to define the term conspiracy theory as completely false. So I wrote that it's a fantastic irony that while they're trying to promote, quote, critical thinking, they're actually, in an authoritarian manner, telling people that they can't have critical thinking and that they can't trust alternative sources of information, which, as we've seen over the past few years, though not perfect, have proven a damn sight more accurate than the likes of the BBC, which is where this report went out. You know, from weapons of mass destruction, the murder of Dr. David Kelly, the establishment has proven itself completely not credible in these instances, and yet Demos is going in and saying that children aren't allowed to bring conspiracy theories into the classroom, when it was the British government who ordered Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, which was found by a British High Court judge to contain 9 significant errors. It was the British government that ordered that film to be shown to school children in England, Wales and Scotland. So while the government's enforcing this BS onto them, they're simultaneously saying that, you know, if you question it, then you're going to be in trouble. And Demos has been sent in there as this government lobbying group to ensure that students don't have critical thinking, because that underpins the entire education system.
All right, Paul, I think we want to go to a clip of that now. But, of course, this is a textbook almost word for word out of the Cass Sunstein playbook. That's Obama's information czar. He wrote a paper in 2008 on conspiracy theories, how they need to be infiltrated and how that information needs to be steered and broken up and otherwise undermined. Let's go to that clip now and then talk more about Cass Sunstein. Okay, we're having some technical issues. They're going to queue up that audio.
The consequences can be dangerous. That's the warning from the think tank Demos, which is concerned that conspiracy theories and propaganda are entering the classroom. The BBC Asian Network's Catherine Nye now reports.
We're here about information and how we get it. So you have trust on one side and you have distrust on the other side.
2 school sessions in which Demos explore pupils' online abilities in Liverpool.
I was searching on Google. I didn't believe the first answer that came up, to be honest. I know I shouldn't do it, but Google's like a trusted website.
And in East London, where conspiracy theories are quickly raised.
There was a documentary about this guy. He does his own research, finding out that in one of the FBI, you know, the building that got hit by a bomb, plane. Apparently, it was not a plane, it was a missile from the army.
Some pupils are internet savvy, others fall foul to the problems the think tank says are common. Demos brought together existing research and surveyed 500 teachers across England and Wales.
Teachers are increasingly finding that their pupils are bringing into the classroom conspiracy theories, misinformation, propaganda that they found on the internet. And what I think that means is that young people aren't really being taught enough about how to critically assess and evaluate the information that they're finding online.
Demos want digital judgment to be a core part of the curriculum. They say teachers need the training and resources to do that. And they want parents to encourage their children to think more critically.
Okay, that's enough of that clip. But Paul Watson, what's your reaction? They bring in 9/11 conspiracy theories there, and they openly talk about how you can only trust official propaganda sources when there's more propaganda going on than during the Soviet Union, Paul.
Well, yeah, again, it's complete hypocrisy. They say, oh, we just want to encourage critical thinking, when they're doing the exact opposite. They're saying, believe the government, believe the mainstream media, everything else is BS. And, I mean, they put out a report, this Demos group, which, again, is just a front for the government, always has been, founded by Marxists, called The Power of Unreason. And in that report, they say they need to, quote, fight back against people who question the authorities to, quote, increase trust in government. And they advocate infiltrating conspiracy websites. So it's, as he said, it's the Cass Sunstein model. It's not just, you know, getting in a marketplace of ideas and saying, let's look at all different sides of a story. It's saying, this is extremist, this is wrong. And in their own report, they go on to basically say that anyone who questions the government is an extremist and a, quote, terrorist recruiter. And so, as Cass Sunstein's agenda was admittedly about, you know, he went on to talk about, why don't we tax certain ideas or ban free speech? That's precisely the core of this Demos group's agenda. They're trying to, because they know kids in British schools are starting to get information which contradicts what they're being taught in schools on their own government curriculums, they're getting very worried about it, and that's why they need to launch these kind of infiltration strategies.
And, of course, Cass Sunstein talks about infiltrating in his conspiracy theory papers at least 14 times and openly talks about the 9/11 conspiracy theories in particular and how all this kind of alternative information poses a threat to the establishment, whether or not it's true, simply that it poses a threat to the establishment.
Precisely. I mean, that's why, and it's not a conspiracy theory anymore, CENTCOM, Israel, they all admit to it. They hire armies of people to go online, to vote things up or down, to leave negative comments. That's part of cyber warfare. And it's 2011. That's a routine part of cyber warfare. We certainly are subject to that on a regular basis. You know, Alex was talking the other day about how immediately when the Alex Jones channel releases a video, it gets voted down by 11 people. Often they don't even leave comments, just instantly voted down with 11 dislikes. And that's precisely what happened on what I saw the other day. Almost minutes after it was uploaded, 11 people had voted it down. So they've literally hired people to sit on our websites and other websites and engage in this, you know, infiltration effort. And they admit to it, and now they're doing it. It's not a conspiracy theory anymore. It's on the record.
Yeah, and Sunstein calls for that too, cyber warfare as well as physical infiltration through, quote, information diversity. Well, we're going to work on getting some of those people on the show, but what else are we looking at in the news today, Paul?
Well, I mean, last night Obama gave this interview where he's offering support for Occupy Wall Street. We've had Biden, Pelosi, you know, the rest of the Democratic machine offer their support for it. Obama's basically trying to exploit the whole movement as an election campaign gimmick. He's trying to pose as a populist. And we predicted this would happen several weeks ago, along with other people like Gerald Celente. When in reality, you know, his 2008 campaign completely funded by Wall Street. He's received the most money from Wall Street out of any candidate. His cabinet stuff with Wall Street insiders. He's even more reliant on Wall Street in 2012, because we know a lot of the money's also gone behind Mitt Romney. But, I mean, for Obama to pose and embrace this movement when he's, you know, he's Mr. Wall Street himself, he's the ultimate Wall Street puppet, just shows how people are trying to co-opt this. But according to the polls which you covered last night on Nightly News, it's probably a little over half of Americans actually see right through that, and they still blame Washington itself more so than Wall Street. So it's a desperate attempt by the Obama campaign to wrap himself in this phony cloak of populism. But, I mean, it looks like it's probably going to fail.
But, I mean, what do you call that? How do you steer people towards the crony capitalism problem? Just as we saw in the Daily Mail today, that the Federal Reserve facilitated absorbing basically hundreds of trillions of dollars in derivatives and guaranteeing that they'd be insured by the FDIC, Paul. I mean, that is a Wall Street problem, but it's certainly a Washington issue as well. But we're not allowed to talk about the Federal Reserve.
Well, no, I mean, you had the reports at Occupy Wall Street demonstrations where they were saying, you know, if you've got a Ron Paul sign, get out of here. And it's a fundamental problem that comes up time and time again. I think it's fair to say, judging from the PBS poll, which I talked about, which was in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, probably about 50% of those protesters in New York and DC and other places are aware of the true scope of the problem, that it's more than just Wall Street, as you were just mentioning. But then you've got this strain, which is becoming increasingly dominant, I'm afraid to say, who are basically communists, socialists and collectivists. And they're being led by the likes of Francis Fox Piven and all these other leftist elites to call for the destruction of capitalism and its replacement with this state-mandated redistribution of wealth by violent force. I mean, we had the Communist Party USA a few days ago march in Chicago.
Stay there, Paul. We're coming up on a break. The 1%, I think it's more like the 0.1%, maybe the 0.01%. Let's get more into this issue and how we can get more sophisticated on the problem. Occupy Wall Street, the energy is there. Which direction will it go? Stay tuned. Infowars.com. Back on the other side. More analysis ahead.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Las Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
Take it to my car.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Watson, editor of PrisonPlanet.com, is with us. We are essentially wrapping up our analysis of Occupy Wall Street. Paul, we were cut off by the break. Can you please continue with the point you were making?
Yeah, I was just making the point that from the poll figures that we've seen, it looks like there's about 50% of the demonstrators who understand the full scope of the problem. And also understand that communism and socialism aren't the answer. But then there's another hardcore. I mean, this is a quote from a New York Post columnist who went and visited them. Quote, "It's not an overstatement to describe Zuccotti Park as New York's Marxist epicenter. Flags with the iconic face of the Marxist revolutionary Che Guevara are everywhere. The only American flag I saw was hanging upside down. The occupiers openly refer to each other as comrade, and just about every piece of literature on offer advocated socialism in the Marxist tradition as a cure-all for the inequalities of the American economic system." So, I mean, you've got Communist Party USA marching in Chicago, and, you know, they get cheered by the demonstrators. And a lot of people don't want to hear this, but 50% of that movement, I mean, there's a lot of great people involved, but the ones leading the chorus, and you can see this in the Adam Kakesh interviews, they're collectivists. They want to concentrate more power in the hands of government.
Well, that's the issue, really. Even in a rosy analysis, it's been extreme abuses of big government, all the insider deals and the rest of it that's helped contribute to so much of these problems. And many people, as you point out, want another big government solution, want more big government, think that taxing the quote rich will somehow fix our issues. Of course, the austerity measures to tax the middle class and lower class are equally flawed. But how are we going to begin to rein in these offshore interests?
Well, by understanding that it's the Federal Reserve that, you know, gave the green light for the trillions in bailout money to foreign banks mainly. That doesn't seem to be a central problem with a lot of these protesters. You know, they're not occupying the Fed. I mean, we had a protest last week where Alex Jones went and led a rally, but primarily they're occupying places in New York. They're not occupying the White House lawn when these are the sources of most of the problems. And their solution to the problem of corporate greed is to give the government power to seize wealth by force, by violent means if necessary. And remember that a third of the protesters, according to this poll I mentioned in the Wall Street Journal, support using violence to enforce their ideas. And they want to concentrate that power in the hands of government to oversee this program of, quote, fair redistribution, which, of course, you know, every example throughout history tells us that this never works and that it always ends up with an even more tyrannical and corrupt state while, you know, the country itself rots away and the people are enslaved. I mean, maybe that's why North Korea came out and embraced Occupy Wall Street, because that perfectly describes their country. So, as you said, there's a tipping point, and it's getting to the level where the communists and the collectivists are starting to take this over.
Mm. You know, the other side of the Occupy Wall Street is the police occupation. I mean, we've got a kind of militarized police action down there, and whatever the views of these protesters may be, why are police beating them, slamming women's heads, dragging people into banks, basically protecting the banks directly, arresting people, trying to close accounts, and all the rest of it? Well, let's talk about it. On the other side, we also have Webster Tarpley and then Alan Watt coming up. Stay tuned, InfoWars.com. Aaron Dyke sitting in. Alex, back tomorrow. InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.